Amen. Well, thanks, everybody. And this church is committed to making an impact one soul at a time. And God has given us certain things and put in place that we can bless people. So it's just awesome. Praise the Lord. Well, today is the Sunday before Christmas. We have our Christmas service. And I want to just talk to you this morning about Christmas and about the topic. The sermon title is God with Us. You know, Christmas is all about God being with us. And just as you get ready, I mean, you're probably still thinking about last-minute toys or dinner. Got to go get to the grocery store to get stuff for Christmas dinner or to buy a dessert. And you're getting ready for Christmas. It's almost here. You basically have one more day after today, right? Got one more day to get ready for Christmas. And you do last-minute gifts, last-minute shopping. And it can get pretty crazy during Christmas time. We forgot this, we forgot that. What about this? You can't forget Uncle Julio's gift. You know how he gets, right? So it's good to be in church. And that's why being in church, because things can get so hectic, that's why being in church on Christmas service is so valuable and it's so important to us as Christians. It is an opportunity for us to just slow down for one moment and remember that the birth of Jesus is and will always be the greatest gift that we will ever receive. Amen? The gift of Jesus Christ on earth is the greatest gift that we will ever, ever, ever receive. And it is important to get your priorities in order. And as pastor of this church, and I like to remind everyone in the church family that the most important thing is not what you see with your eyes. It's not this or that that goes from day to day. The most important thing, above all, is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. However you got to work out your own salvation, you got to make sure it's written. Right? Jesus is clear. There's only one way. And that's through faith that Jesus Christ wipes away our unrighteousness and we become righteous before Him. But He's the only way. You got to figure that out for your life. You got to figure it out. Because that is the most important thing. Because every one of us will die one day. If the Lord tarries, comes back, that's fine. But every one of us will leave this physical body at some point. And the most important thing won't be at that moment what you had for lunch or what happened here or there, what your career was. The most important thing is going to be your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's good to keep things in perspective. It's good to keep things simple. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And the main point I want to make today is that Christmas is a reminder that God, the creator of all, is with us. God is with us this morning. He's with us. And even those that don't believe that Jesus is God and part of the Holy Trinity, one day, the Bible says in Philippians 2, if you'll turn there, let's go there real quick. In Philippians 2, chapter 10, verse 11. So even those that don't believe or don't live for Jesus or call themselves Christians or put Jesus first in their lives, even those that are running from the Lord, the Bible's very clear that even those that reject Jesus, that one day in verse 10 and 11, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So true. So true. God is with us, and even those that may not believe will have to admit it one day. So we're on the right team. Let's read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let's start there. It's time for the glasses, because I can't see much here. I was surprised I was able to play the trumpet duet without my glasses, but I made it through. Verse 5 in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. In other words, think this way. The mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It's important to think and become more like Christ Jesus in your life. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal to God. In other words, Jesus was part of the Holy Trinity and was equal with God. And he didn't think it robbery to be equal to God, which means that he has that place of the Godhead, of the Trinity. And so, have this mind that was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because he was part of the Holy Trinity and was God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. So here he is, God, the Son, and he took the form of a servant in the form of a baby and part of human mankind. And he came and he made himself in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Can you picture that? He comes and gives up, in a sense, that place in the throne. He gave it up. And he came to earth voluntarily because he loved, because of love. And he humbled himself and became obedient to the Heavenly Father, part of the Trinity, God the Father. He became obedient and just humbled himself all the way to the cross. Remember those moments when Jesus was, you know, sweating blood, and it wasn't easy, and he was stressed, but he was obedient all the way unto death. In verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So when we celebrate Christmas, it's not just anything. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then we read verse 10 and 11. Because Jesus did all that and he humbled himself and he came to earth and he was obedient unto death. That's why the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Because he paid the price for us. So it is clear in Scripture that Jesus chose to leave his position on the throne in heaven, and he came to earth to become like us. In other words, God with us. God with us. Let's read the Christmas story. We'll turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 5. We know it well, but it's Christmas, right? So we got to read it. Luke chapter 2. I'll just start from verse 1 and let's read through that. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And so Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. See, Joseph and Mary didn't even realize that they were in the middle of all prophecy being fulfilled. They were just like, I'm pregnant, and I'm about to give birth We got to go pay our taxes. We got to go back to Bethlehem. We got to go back. They didn't realize all the prophecy was about the child born in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth. And they didn't know all the prophecies in the Old Testament. And they were just kind of, God was just kind of just setting it up. Because that's what God does. He knows what he's doing. And Joseph, they went to the place of David, and they got taxed there. And so it was that while they were there, she accomplished in verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. You know, pretty much they were freaked out, right? Angels show up. The light. Can you imagine? They were afraid. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring a good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, so it got even more crazy. The angel showed up, fear not, and then more angels showed up. Like, this is a big deal. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, can you just imagine all the angels there just praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. The whole world was about to change. And the angels knew it. And the shepherds were figuring it out. Like, what is going on? And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They're like, we got to check this out. Because the angels just told us there was a babe in swaddling clothes, and we just experienced something pretty amazing. You know, human nature, right? Let's go check it out. Let's go see what's going on. And as it came to pass, in verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, Mary was going to need all this history. She was going to need all this. Oh, they just saw angels and they're telling us a story. She was going to need all that to be remembered, because when Jesus was on the cross, she knew that the Son of God had to be sacrificed for the sin of the world. So this was all important, and Mary kept it in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, so it was told unto them. So we all know the story of Mary and Joseph, where the angels visited Mary, right? And Joseph had a dream, and how they had faith. And they believed that they were to raise the Messiah. They had to believe, right? And one thing about Mary and Joseph, their faith grew stronger and stronger once they accepted their calling. You know, I thought about that for a second. That's so important for all of us. Your faith will grow stronger and stronger when you just surrender to the calling of God in your life, whatever that may be. Not every calling is known to everyone. Prayer warriors, they pray a lot in secret. Nobody needs to know, right? But there's a calling. All kinds of callings. And every one of you in this place are called to impact the kingdom of God in an amazing way. I have no doubt about that. Because I know I came from 25th Street in Donna, Texas. With nothing, right? Poor as poor can be. And God just made a way for the trumpet. You start getting stories like that in your life. And then the miracle here, the miracle there, God moving here. He just made a way. But here's the main point I'm making here is that you got to surrender to his calling or you'll get stuck in your faith. That's so true. You can fight it all you want and you'll stay stuck. Yes, you love God. Yes, you go to church. Yes, yes, yes. But when you like, no, Lord, I'm not going to just embarrass myself like that and step out of the boat and get uncomfortable. And God is kind of giving you hints and hints in the spirit and through confirmations. If you keep fighting it, you'll stunt your faith and your growth. But Mary and Joseph, they struggled early, right? Joseph was like, what the heck? You're pregnant? What are you talking about? It wasn't easy for him. And Joseph didn't have a dramatic angel just show up like Mary did. Joseph just had a dream. And Joseph had to accept and say, okay, I trust you, Lord. And I'm sure it helped Joseph to hear the story from the shepherds, right? They saw angels. Like he'd probably like, Lord, how come you haven't brought an angel to me? I mean, that would be nice. But Joseph had faith, and they accepted the calling. And it's a lesson for all of us. Sometimes we fight the plan that God has for us, but you'll find that your faith will grow stronger and stronger when you accept and trust God's plan for your life. You know, the enemy tried to stop Joseph and Mary, right? The ruler at that time knew there was a prophecy, there was talks, because, I don't know, they knew how the stars were aligned. I don't know, they understood the prophecy far better than we probably do. They didn't have books to read about prophecy, right? They didn't have TBN to tell them about these things. But they knew how to read the signs and the Old Testament prophecy signs. And the ruler knew it, and he was trying to get everybody situated by, you know, saying, you need to come here to get your taxes. What he was trying to do is find this prophesied Messiah and kill him. And you know the story of the wise men when they went to tell, and no, the stars are aligned, it's time, the prophecy, it's here. And the Pharaoh said, well, why don't you go get him so I can go say praises to him? But they knew it was a plot to kill Jesus, to kill the Messiah. And so the enemy was at work trying to stop the Messiah from coming and doing what he was called to do by God the Father. And the enemy tried to stop Joseph and Mary. And God was with them every step of the way. And Joseph and Mary, they had to go all the way to Egypt for a couple of years. But they came back to Nazareth, right? They came back and all the prophecies were being fulfilled all along the way. God knows what he's doing. We don't celebrate Christmas because a baby was born. We celebrate Christmas because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was born among mankind. Basically, God is with us. He came. If you look at your notes in the first underline, even those that don't believe will one day bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Your second underline, Jesus left the glory of heaven to come to earth to become like us and to be with us. In other words, God with us. And this last one, we don't celebrate Christmas because a baby was born. We celebrate Christmas because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was born among mankind, God with us. Don't you just love Christmas? God is with us. Turn to John chapter 1. You know, Brother Cassiano has been covering John chapter 1 at the Bible study in Spanish, the basics, that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in other words, the Word of God is the essence of God. I know people say, but man put this together, and there's certain books missing. I just leave that up to God. When the words are read and the Holy Spirit moves and it speaks to us, the word of God is with us, and God is with us. In the beginning was his word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It says there in scripture. And by faith, we all know, we believe, we just know. Because when we read this book, you know, it just never stops amazing us how we learn new things all the time. And it's just because God's word is so dynamic. So verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, God is the creator of all. Nothing was made without him. All things were made by him. In verse 4, in him was life, and the life was light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness for the light, that all men through him might believe. We know John the Baptist. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into this world, into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Just beautiful words. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And this is the most important scripture I want to focus on right here. There were so many good points there, but I can't spend time on every one. But here, let's concentrate on verse 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. But here in verse 14, it says the word was made flesh. So Jesus, the flesh, was the word of God. They were one, him and the Father. They were one. And when Jesus came to earth, the word became flesh. The word became flesh. It is clear in the word of God that Jesus Christ, as God, walked among us. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. It is because the Word of God became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. The Word of God became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, who is part of the Holy Trinity, who is God. And God is with us. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful story? I just get so excited knowing that we have found the truth. As that beautiful old hymn says, I once was blind, but now I see. I was lost, and now I'm found. Each and every one of us in this place, just being able to see the truth. There are people that never find the truth and never have the hope. But we have that. The last scripture, Isaiah, turn to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. So your next underline that I missed there on John 1 is Jesus Christ as God walked. He walked among us. God's in control, amen? And if the story of Jesus, I mean, he was just moving all the chess pieces. The enemy was trying to kill Jesus, and God was totally in control. The enemy thought he had defeated him on the cross, and he didn't even realize that was where the victory was won. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. God's in control. This prophecy of the birth of Jesus through a virgin, the virgin birth, would signify that God is with us. It was written approximately 800 years before Christ's birth. Some of us waiting for a miracle, you know, 800 years is a long time for God's word to actually come to pass. But it will come to pass. That's why God has that scripture that one day is as 1,000 years unto the Lord, and 1,000 years is as of one day unto the Lord. Because time, God is time. He created that too. He just is. So it says there in verse 14 that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. So Christmas, when you get together with your family, celebrate that God is with us. And the birth of Jesus Christ was just the physical, kind of like the physical period in the end of a sentence, right? That he's with us, he loves us. What other religion can claim that God just joined them and became one of them and suffered like them, left the throne? No other religion could say that. But our Jesus, in which one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, he did that. God is in control, church. He's in control. He's in control. No matter what ups and downs you're having or you've gone through in 2018, he's in control. From the fall of Adam and Eve, through the flood and Noah's Ark, through the birth and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through the return of Jesus Christ described in the book of Revelations, God is not confused. God, he's got this. God is in control, and God is with us. You know, we will all one day join our loved ones that have gone before us. And we will dance on the streets of gold. And many of you have loved ones that have gone before you. And it hurts sometimes too, the loss. But God's with us. And we will dance. And when Jesus came and he was born, it was just the beginning of that prophecy to be fulfilled. That we will rule and reign with him. So be at peace this Christmas and know that God is with us. He's with you. Just, Jesus left everything. He left everything to be born. He left it all, the royalty of the heavenlies. He left everything to be born and to die. Why? So we can have everything. Jesus left everything so that we could have everything. So as you celebrate with your family this Christmas season, don't forget, God is with us. God is with us. This is how I want to end this. God is with us. If you'll close your eyes and bow your heads. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is with us. If you're here this morning and and you're just feeling His presence and maybe conviction that you haven't been serving or answering that calling, I just want to give an opportunity on this Christmas service to set this right as you go forward and celebrate. Because God is with us. But God, let me just say this very important point as you keep your eyes closed and your head bowed. God is with us. But God isn't moving into our unrighteousness. We need to move into His righteousness. We need to take a step. He definitely is with us. So don't run away into unrighteousness. Instead, since He's with us, you might as well just run toward His righteousness. And I just want to, I'm going to count to three as the indicator to move. But if you're here this morning and you just want this to be a marker, that you're going to start not just walking, but you're going to start running to God and His righteousness. Start running towards Him because He is with us and He loves us. But it's time, and Christmas is a wonderful time to do it. It's time to run toward Him with open arms. No more restrictions. Just, Lord, whatever. I surrender. If that's you this morning, there's an opportunity here to set this Christmas right in your spirit. This is between you and God. If you just need to take that step towards God, because He's with us, you just need to take that step this morning towards Him. I'm going to count to three. I want you to just come, and I want to pray with you, because it's time. One, two, three. If you need to take that step towards God, do that. Michelle, lead us. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We take steps to you, Lord.
You're matchless in grace and mercy. There is nowhere we can hide from your love. You are steadfast. Never failing, you are faithful. All creation is in awe of who you are. You're the healer of the sick and the broken. You are comfort for every heart that mourns. Our King, our Savior forever. For eternity, we will sing of all you've done. For eternity, we will sing of all you've done. Stand. It's Christmas, it's all the time God is with us. Your heart, it moves with compassion. There is life, there is healing in your love. You're the Father, eternity, we will sing of all you've done. We sing, God with us. love is greater, your love that was sent down to earth. It was greater, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. He sent him for us, for you and I. Oh, yes, so we could be lifted up, lifted up, lifted high. Oh, yes, Lord, you brought us out of death. Bring us out of death, you bring life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Life came to earth for us through Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God, you're with us. You've always been with us. You've always been with us. Making us new. voice. We're going to give thanks that that God sent us a Savior. A Savior that lifts us up. A Savior that brought what was dead inside of us to life. A Savior that brings courage where there is fear. That brings light where there is darkness. We're going to worship. We're going to praise Him. There is life now, 'cause Emmanuel is with us. Oh yes. Where there was death, You brought life.
Let's sing, Lord. Church. Let's sing. Sing unto the Lord.
Where there was fear, You brought courage.
God is with us.
When I was afraid, You were with me.
Things are changing.
And You're lifting me.
They're changing, Lord. We stand on a solid footing.
You're lifting me.
We stand on a solid ground.
And You're lifting me.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
You're lifting me.
We stand on the name of Jesus.
And You're lifting me.
We are Yours, Lord.
You're lifting me. Between us, God with us, God for us, nothing can come against, no one can stand between us, God with us, God for us, nothing can come against, no one can stand between.
Heavenly Father, Lord, this Christmas service, Lord, is so special because it reminds us that You're with us, and then You come and You prove it through Your Holy Spirit being with us and setting people free and charting people on a new course. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. We run to Your righteousness this morning. We run to You on this Christmas season. And Lord, as we close this time together and we get ready to do our last minute things, we will never forget the reason for the season. The manger, the birth, the wise men, the shepherds, all prove the God with us. We love You, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give Him one loud clap offering. He's worthy. He's worthy.